This is DOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. U.S. President Joe Biden unveils a federal plan to combat the coronavirus, seeking $1.9 trillion from Congress, including $20 billion for vaccines and $50 billion for testing. In a dramatic turn, the new U.S. administration thanks the World Health Organization for leading the global pandemic response and vows to remain a member and fulfill its financial obligations to the organization. A watchdog says health systems in Africa, hobbled by shortages of oxygen and other resources, are struggling with a second wave, pushing the fatality rate above the global average. European chiefs are set to discuss coordinated intra-EU border closures as variants have some nations stressed over a potential increase in travel at the approaching winter break. The International Olympic Committee chief says the virus-delayed Tokyo Olympics will go ahead this summer and that there is no plan B. Amazon, with more than 800,000 U.S. employees, says its coordination with healthcare providers to administer shots on site at its facilities will help achieve Biden's goal of 100 million Americans vaccinated in the next 100 days. And Mongolia's prime minister resigns following protests over the treatment of a new mother infected with the virus. A video shows the woman being moved with her baby to an infectious disease center, wearing only hospital pajamas and plastic slippers, and temperatures dropping to minus 25 degrees.